מצווה, אני קונה עולם הבא, אני קונה העולם הבא.
NachumSiegel.com. You're listening to, well, me, I guess. Right, everyone? You're listening to the Z Report Live on the Wednesday Live Lunch. And this is week two of the JM in the AM Marathon. I couldn't get over the numbers of Rumi. I'm telling you, that calculator is going to bust one of these days. You can donate funds to the JM in the AM and the radio station by visiting NachumSiegel.com and clicking on the button. There's a button on the right, on the left side of the screen that says JM in the Air Marathon. Support Jewish Radio. Donate now. And what that means is that you're donating some funds and helping good Jewish programming and radio. And that's pretty much all it. It's been a crazy week. I was Sunday at the Bat Mitzvah, Nachum made Bat Mitzvah. What a party of room, I'm telling you. All the guys were dancing. No, not really. We were standing outside watching. The women were like inside doing their dances and stuff. We were just standing outside. We daven mincha and we're looking around and like, what are we doing here? This is so not the place for us. But a lot of stuff going on. Menucha's coming out today, and we actually have a brand new song off of that album. Yehuda Green's album is out. We have a track from that. Paid Dalad. We got a lot of great music. Let's kick off the show here with some... I like this song because it's a good way to start a show. The song's called Shalom. Well, that's a pretty good way to start a show. By Yaakov Chesed off their first album, Rise Up. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Shalom, 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 sh the young boy counted down the days, excitement in the air. He was going to a concert, nothing could compare. To hear the great Paderewski play and his solemn word he gave. No matter what, no matter when, he promised he'd behave. Arriving at the concert hall, dressed so prim and fine, the chandeliers magnificent, the ambiance divine. He could not help but wonder, could a boy his age ever be that special one to perform on stage? Lost in conversation, his mother steps aside. The curious little boy slips away to hide. The audience is seated now, the show's set to begin. She looks around, he cannot be found, as the house lights start to dim. Now the crowd grows silent, there's much anticipation. Frantically she's searching with nervous trepidation. Suddenly before her eyes her little boy appears. He walks up front onto the stage, the place erupts in cheers. He sits by the piano, his hands placed on the keys. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, with such skilled expertise. On the stage steps Paderewski, the boy's mother is now praying. But he wraps his arms around the little boy and whispers, keep on playing. Children, when we step on it, no matter what our age. But Hashem wraps his arms around us and whispers in our ear, just keep on playing, you're doing great. I promise I'll always be.
And that was the piano by Baruch Levine off the album Touched by Niggun. Before that, Shalom from Yaakov Chesed off their debut album Rise Up. Last week was a good friend of ours' birthday, Shirley Meyer, and I forgot to wish him happy birthday. And he asked me last week to play No Lyrics for him off of Benny Friedman's album, and I forgot to play No Lyrics because Matis called in and Mr. Zamek called in. And Chief of Staff called in, and all my whole playlist got kind of all jumbled. So, we're going to play for you here next, No Lyrics off of Benny Friedman. I'm dedicating this to Shirley Meyer. Mazel Tov and congratulations on his birthday. We missed it last week, but better late than never, they say. More great Jewish music coming your way. We're going to continue here with No Lyrics off Benny Friedman. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Thank you to Hashem. I can see the ocean moving in the waves, washing out to the shore. beautiful.
I see the leaves and the trees and all the things I never noticed before.
So beautiful.
But then the sun starts to set and then the moon begins to show.
So beautiful. Wonder how it all began. Marabu Masaka, I should ever take the time to say thank you to Hashem. Marabu Masaka,
oh, and I begin to see the purpose of it all. And I'll never take for granted anymore. Cause we're all just your creations in a world completely yours. Awesome is your work, oh Lord.
Thank you, God. Marabu Masah Hashem. Marabu Masah Hashem.
Marabu Masah Hashem.
Marabu Masah Hashem.
And that was Kolnor Boys Choir with Marabu off the debut album, Kolnor Boys Choir. Pretty easy to remember. We are having a what's it called right now over here at the station? We're having a marathon for JM in the AM. Don't forget to give as much as you can. Donate, support Jewish music, Jewish radio, Jewish programming. Avrami was actually there this week. He's going to turn on his mic and we're actually going to get him to talk. Avrami was there this week in the morning helping out, answering some phones and stuff. I haven't been able to make it there. But Avrami, what was it like?
Well, let me say that it's really great to be at JM in the AM during the marathon, just because you see all these people coming out from all over the place, from high schools and people that love the show and people that realize what a great service JM in the AM gives to the whole Jewish community all year, every year for the past 27 years. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. When I was there, kids from Bruria High School were there, and Malcolm Honlein was there, and Shlomo Zwickler of Beit Orot, and a lot of other great people. And it was a good time, and the food was really good. There's this place called Fish of the Seas in Teaneck that was catering when I was there, and they had this really good fried fish hero. Now, I had never heard of a fried fish hero before, but I would recommend it because it was actually really good.
You were able to eat a whole hero yourself at that time in the morning?
No, I had a small piece because I can't eat a whole 3-foot hero at any time of the day.
Anytime I hear fish, it reminds me of that commercial where they have the fish singing, you know, give me back that, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
I forget it. But, I mean, I it was a big thing this morning. Nachum starts off the show every morning with Mo Da'ani from Abish Brat, and I heard he was actually here for the first time in the studio. The song's been around. They said the song came out 20 years ago.
It was in, he said, I think he mentioned 1984.
84.
84. So
94, 2004.
So
no,
it's more 26.
Than 26. And he's never been at JM in the AM.
Yeah, so that's
ever.
Pretty amazing. And you could check out the archives. I think the archive is up, and more of the show summary will be up a little bit later. But you can check out after the live lunch in this morning's show. He actually sang for a little bit at the studio. So that was pretty amazing. Very historic moment for JM in the AM. And just to remind everybody that it's not just JM in the AM, but also the live lunch that we have now on Wednesday, the Thursday live lunch, Saturday Night Siegel, the 24-hour live stream, all the stuff going on all year round, and we need listener support to keep it going and to keep these programs that everybody enjoys so much going, and you know, adding more programming. Because this year, this time last year, Saturday Night Siegel was relatively new, and there was only one live lunch, and now we have regularly every Saturday night the programming, and now two live lunches, which brings you to the studio every week now, Yossi. So we see that it's, you know, programming is growing all the time, and so we just need listener support, and you can do that at NachumSiegel.com has a couple of pledge areas on the homepage, and you could also go to jmandtheam.org and pledge your support over there. And there's lots of great stuff you get with your pledges. You could check that out.
Not to mention that you can read the Chief of Staff's blog, which is always entertaining.
Right. Yeah. Hi there, Chief of Staff. Thanks for blogging. We're checking it out as we speak.
It was nice seeing you on Sunday, Chief of Staff. I'll see you soon. I'm looking here at the page that, you know, with the tchotchkes that you get. It's really cool. Let's see. There's a magnet, baseball shirt, the live 2010 CD, which you can't get anywhere else. The baseball cap actually looks nice. Do I have to donate to get a baseball cap?
I would assume so.
Okay, fine.
So get your donation in right away.
That much we can do, but they got a crazy amount of stuff here. So it's not just that you're helping out a good cause and donating to something that you listen to every day, but you actually get something back as well,
right,
besides the programming. Anyways, we are about to debut here. Thank you very much, Avrami. Nice of you to come on, Mike. We are going to debut for you here brand new music from Menucha to the album. It is actually dropping today. That's right. Later this evening and tomorrow, the album will be hitting stores. It's here. It's not a rumor no more. Before we play that, I would like to wish my daughter Rivki a refuah shleima. She's been homesick the last couple of days, and I hope that she's feeling better. So now, without any further ado, the world debut of Shema Yisrael, which is the title track, Menucha 2. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay Li Olam Boed Li Olam Boed Li Olam Boed Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay Li Olam Boed Li Olam Boed Lambert
Shema Shema Yisroel Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Oy Shema Shema Yisroel Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Hashem Elokeinu
Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Oy, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu.
Oh,
that was Sameach by Danny Kunstler off the album Vehavienu 2. Before that, we debuted brand new music, Shema Yisrael. The album Shema Yisrael, the group Menucha 2, the producer, composer, arranger, Ellie Gerstner. The album's finally here. Avrami, you can go out and buy it tomorrow. The myth is now legend. Is that it? Available by JewishJukebox.com at Sameach Music. You'll see that it is there. It would say out of stock because they're just waiting for the album to come into the warehouse. As soon as it is, it'll be available. So remember, we'd like to thank the guys over at Sameach for that, and Ellie Gerstner for sending over that clip. Got lots going on around town. I couldn't get over the amount of stuff. This Monday, Yaakov Shwaki back in Brooklyn with Baruch Levine, A Parent Speaks presents an evening of songs celebrating special families. This Monday, tickets are selling fast, so get them. Music by the Yochi Briskman Orchestra. That's Monday, March 15th, 2010, 7:45 p.m. at the Millennium Theater, which is located in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. For more information, the number to call is 718-677-1010 or visit ShwekiBrooklyn.com. That's ShwekiBrooklyn.com. I couldn't get over the amount of information and shows that I've been given in the last couple of days for Pesach from me. I mean, I'm in Montreal, as you know. But I see here Miami, I see NCSY presents, you know, Six Flags with Miami, YBC Live, the Women's Show of the Year. You know, we're going to go through them in the next couple minutes, but I really could not get over the amount of shows. But, you know, you being here for Pesach.
I'm going to Baltimore, so if you know of anything going on in the Baltimore area, then maybe you can let those of us who are going to be there know about the event going on. And if there is a venue or something in Baltimore, or some people want to get some Jewish music going on, I could go down there and play something with some friends that I have down there. We could put something together. So be in touch.
Thanks, Avrami. Actually, there usually is some kind of thing going on in Baltimore. There was Sukkos. You know, I think Ohad and Yeshiva Boys Choir were there. I'm not sure if there's anything planned for Pesach, but reality is that there's still 2.5 weeks till Pesach. So it makes sense that, you know, people wouldn't be advertising this stuff so early. Just that all these other shows decided to, in the last 2 or 3 days, just shoot out and this is what's going on.
Yeah, more competition in New York. That's what it is.
Right. In Montreal, I can tell you there is nothing going on from me. Shopping at Canadian prices, but that's about it. We're going to continue here the live lunch with some brand new music from Pei Dalid. The album was released last week. The album's entitled Open Eyes. This is the title track. You're listening to Avrami. Oh, he's busy already. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Us together, lead us without fear.
Life through these open eyes, witnesses. it's so clear. Gathered us together, lead us without fear.
Loy, koyoy, de du mo. ידו אלוק, מעטו וידו אלוק. הללוקה.
And that was Hashemayim. That was actually Shlemi Gertner with the composer, Yitzi Waldner, singing Hashemayim off the smash hit, Say I Say. We have a treat for you here. We have a piece of Morning Chizuk, Rabbi Goldwasser, Rabbi David Goldwasser, that we're actually going to replay for you. This is special only because of the marathon. So please enjoy. Morning Chizuk, Rabbi David Goldwasser here on the Wednesday Live Lunch.
1-800-989-9368. Rabbi Goldwasser's words, the Chanishmas, Rav Zev, and Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Here is Rabbi David Goldwasser with Morning Chizuk.
Good morning. We read in Mishlei, Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avon. Through kindness and truth, sins will be forgiven. The Ovos Rabbi Nosson tells us that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yeshua was following him. As they passed the Beis Hamikdash lying in ruins, Rabbi Yeshua called out, "Woe is to us, because the dwelling where our sins were forgiven now lies in ruins." Rabbi Yochanan answered, "My son, don't be upset. We have something else, equally effective, that will bring kapara, atonement. It is acts of chesed in tzedaka. As it says in Hosea, Ki chesed chafatzti v'loy zabach, for I desire kindness, not sacrifice." Many people have asked me over the years whether they could regard the money donated to the morning program as miser. The answer is yes. The program literally serves as an important kiru vehicle. It reaches out to Jews on every point of the spectrum. It brings them closer to Hashem and to Torah. The Nagunim provide much-needed hisoiris, and they're a source of encouragement for today's generation. The myriad of organizations and yeshivas that have successfully utilized JM and the AM to continue their efforts, lahagdol Torah ladira. The important news and information that goes out concerning the good and welfare of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. The different tzuchi tzibor, the communal needs that are announced on the program, and also those individuals who are, God forbid, ill or in need, that have had thousands of people pouring out tefillos on their behalf due to the announcements that are made on this program. Achron, Achron Chaviv, the Torah learning that goes out to people around the globe from JM and the AM is perhaps one of the greatest efforts in our Batzos HaTorah that we have today. I was at a wedding during Hanukkah. After the chuppah, someone came over to me and asked if he could have a moment of my time. He introduced himself as a dentist in Queens with a sizable clientele. Recently, he told me that he hired a new receptionist who happened to be observant. On her second day on the job, she came over to me with a respectful request. The dentist explained that for the past few years, they've had the same radio station with piped-in music playing throughout the office. However, she very respectfully asked me if I would mind having a radio program with Jewish content playing in the office. Frankly, he said, he wasn't too sure about the idea, but he acquiesced to her suggestion. Since that day, every morning at 7:15 when the office opens, the sounds of JM and the AM resonate throughout the office. In humility, he admitted, it definitely has changed the atmosphere. He asked me to please thank Nachum for the masterful job that he does. In truth, for the past three decades, Nachum has been changing the atmosphere for people around the world. May he continue his work. May Chayel El Choyel Ad Me'a Ve'esim Shana. This has been Rabbi David Goldwasser bringing you Morning Chizuk. Have a nice day.
Wow. Never know how to react to Rabbi Goldwasser's words. Unbelievable.
What do you say to that, Avrami? You can actually use Meiser money. Rabbi Goldwasser said you can use Meiser money, and that story is just very, very, very much inspiring to us all. So please visit NachumSiegel.com. Pledge some money, donate some money, go to jamintheam.com. Again, jamintheam.org, I apologize. We're not asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars, though, if you have it. We're not turning it away either. Every little bit helps, especially if you do listen to programming here. And if you don't, you should. That's pretty much it. What more can I say? Be it morning chizuk, be it inspiring stories that Nachum brings, be it music. You know, it covers every edge of the spectrum. There's really nothing that they leave untouched. So that's pretty much that. We're going to continue the live lunch here with some great music from Gad Elbaz. Here we are playing Al Tigyeh B'Seret. This is NachumSiegel.com.
אני יודע שהכל כל כך קשה, היום כבר מאוחר, אתה כבר ביוטה. אני יודע שהבוקר יעלה, השמש שוב תזרח, אתה כבר לא תברח. בתוך המסכה, עמוק בתוך החשך. אתה מרגיש לבד ושר את הבדה. אני יודע שאתה עוד תשתנה, אתה תרצה לתת, אתה תרצה לצאת מתוך המסכה שעוטפת את כולך. מתוך המסכה
זה בוקר מושלם, עננים שמחסים את השמש מעל הים. מעולם הוא לא היה השיר הזה, הוא רק חלם, אבל לכולם הוא שר את השיר. על עצור מפתחות סמל של BMW, כולם רואים אותו מכנה תפקיע תלונו קופה. הולך תמיד עם לפטופ למה בשביל הלוק, מסתובב עם חליפה אבל עובד בשוק. גרוב שלו בכיסים בקושי משלם מיסים כלפי חוץ ומחייך, אבל בפנים יורד מהפסים. אולי אני נשמע טיפה אחרת, מה שכן תהיה בטוח שאני לא חי בסרט.
Show him kiss of boy. ומי שויף רשועים כי סופוי חוצו את סופר סופור דברו דבור ולא יוקו אף תירו מפחד פיסוי Shonim ki sovon Altura mi pachat isoy Umi shoyas
Reshonim ki sovoy Utsu et sope sufor Dabu dvor Elo yokur
Altura mi pachat isoy Kimonu ke
Oh,
And that was Itzi Kleinfeld off his debut album, Never Forgotten, with the song Altira. Before that, we played God Elbaz off the album Meanings. So I was telling you, Avrami, that all these concerts are going on. Let's go through a couple of them here. Well, first of all, The Rock House, next Matzoy Shabbos, next week, Saturday, March 13th at 8:30 p.m., is the acapella night, okay? 6:13 with a special performance by the Maccabees of Yeshiva University, who are actually, you know, the Maccabees are actually releasing their debut acapella album in 2 weeks through Sameach Music, so that's very exciting. For more info, of course, visit therockhouse.com. And The Rock House is located in 550 West 110th Street in the city. It starts at 8:30 in the evening. Then, ooh, I didn't tell you where I was Sunday night, did I? So I was at Nachum Siegel's bat mitzvah for Chava, right? Chava Siegel's bat mitzvah. Drove back to Brooklyn, gave my kids dinner, and told my wife, see you later. Drove over to Crown Heights to Soul to Soul concert. Soul to Soul 5770 Rachazak. It was something different, man. You know, the first hour and a half was all Chabad Nagunim, and I didn't know a lot of them. So it was a really inspiring evening. The one part I did like was they had this whole part of Avram Fried singing camp songs. Chabad camp songs. I knew none of these, okay? But if he made an album with that, I would buy. They had songs like Marching to 770. Seriously, good English stuff with great beats. You know, the music was all done by Avrami Gerari, produced by Naftali Olivestone. And then the real big excitement started. They had the contest for the Jewish Star. The three finalists came, and they performed each one a song live, and people went crazy. This guy won. His name was, two first names. Moshe Binyamin, okay, who I found out now is a New York resident, but is Israeli and was learning in Eretz Yisrael when he made his demo, you know, to vote for, was singing his own composition. So it's not even a song that anybody knows. This kid came out of his guitar and blew people away. The other finalists were great as well. One's name was, what's his name? Hold on a second. Shuki Sadon and Avraham Ohayo. Avraham Ohayo is from Strasbourg, France. Shuki Sadon is from Paris. So it was a really, wide competition. But it was a great time, and I'm looking forward to next year. Rumor has it that they're recording this song that he composed, that he won with, and releasing it. So, I mean, I don't know if that means it's an album or as a single, but looking forward to that, and we have to wait till we hear back from Naftali Olivestone about that. Let's continue the live lunch here with some great music from Mordechai Ben David. If I could find the song, it would be a different story. You know what? You know, I got a song in my email yesterday. Let's play that first, okay? The Sparks Boys Choir is joined together with Yossi Goldstein Tamimin Boys Choir. And they took a famous Chabad Nigun Shuva and remixed it with DJ Shem Tov. So you're listening to the Sparks singing a brand new hit, Shuva. Well, not really a new hit, but a new rendition of it. So Danny Finkelman and the Sparks with Yossi Goldstein. You're listening to it first here on NachumSiegel.com.
ניס מחו וכל יום ינו וניס מחו וכל יום ינו
Baby
That was M.E.D. with Us It off the album F. Charlotte Takein. I just found out, guess what, Avrami? I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be here from 1 to 3 enjoying the Thursday live lunch, which means that I have to remember parking is on the other side of the road and stuff like that. So we were talking concerts. I got an email this morning, Miami Experience 2. I don't know how he went to 2. He did like 6 or 7 already. Miami Experience 2 with Shlemi Gerner is Chomayd Pesach and all new Miami Experience 2 at the Brooklyn College. Miami's coming off their smash hit Yavo, depends how you pronounce it. So here's the piece that interested me. Also included in this year's performance will be new songs from their upcoming album next year. So it's pretty early to do something. Plus a special English song presentation in honor of their upcoming release of The Ultimate Miami. Now you might ask yourself, what in the world is The Ultimate Miami? So The Ultimate Miami, it says here, is the English collection coming soon, which is pretty interesting. I mean, they have 20 or 30 years of material, you know, English songs. You have Shabbos Yerushalayim, B'Siyat D'Shmaya, Torah Today. All those songs are English. Mr. Carter, what do you want from me? Actually, I think Mr. Carter was a Toronto song. That was on Miami Meets Toronto album, but I believe that was a Toronto song. Technically, it should be an American song because Mr. Carter was the American president, not the Canadian prime minister. But, yeah, so also with his first show ever in New York, Shlemi Gertner, off his album Say I Say, the Miami alumni will accompany the Miami on selected songs, and they'll present material from their new album, plus Yoni Ziegelbaum, who I had the pleasure of sitting next to at the Soul to Soul concert, who's been singing all over the world as far as I've been hearing, is going to make his Brooklyn College debut. For more information, visit MiamiBoysChoir.com. I believe even JewishTickets.com has their stuff. Or call for group rates, etc. 718-809-9744. So that is at the Brooklyn College Thursday night. And also, NCSY, of course, has the Six Flags thing they do every year. Family Fun Day, Thursday, April 1st. It's funny, you know, you're not seeing all these concerts April 1st, but you're like, it's not a joke, it's April 1st. So they're actually having Miami at Six Flags. So for more information on that, visit ncsygreatadventure.com or go to Jewish Insights where you can get all that information. Concerts from 1 to 2 p.m., doors open at noon, and I think the ticket includes all the rides and safari. So if you're born in Baltimore, I would say drive over to Jersey. Take a little trip. We're going to give you more concert information, but we got to go back to some music here. It's still Adar. I don't care if you're cleaning for Pesach and you're ready and you went out and you bought your Lipas Hagadah Shel Pesach, which, of course, is the latest fad that everyone's talking about. And I had a good interview with him yesterday. But we're going to play from the eighth note, La Yehudim of Yossi Green, because we're still in the Purim mood here. Right, Avrami? Avrami's spinning his head and juggling over here. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
את מבס עלי קורן חיתו כגב נדע והאוזים נדע ברנש ארזר עולה ליפה מקטי ויפה ממקומו יפן ברחמב לרמו
That was Ben Snuff off his latest album. The song is called Rachamim. Great new music we got out of Israel. I'd like to thank the guys over at Chassidi News for getting me the information on that. Before that, Laihudim by Yossi Green. So before the break, we were talking about all the concerts going on now. And of course, you know, YBC, when you come to Sukkot or Pesach, you think YBC Live, where's it going to be? Who's it going to be? YBC Live Pesach 2010. Yeshiva Boys Choir singing songs never performed in concert. Yaakov Mordechai Gerstner, Eli Gerstner singing, introducing a brand new song from the next YBC album, and Menucha singing songs off their newest album, Shema Yisrael, which of course we played you a track earlier. That's at Queens College, Thursday night, April 1st, Chol Hamoed Pesach. For more information, please visit JewishTickets.com. For information, credit card sales, group sales, etc., please call 718-853-9403. So that's also something to look forward to. And that is another concert that I'm going to miss. But if you're a woman, you know, or a girl, and you're tired of all these guy shows, and you want to go to a girl show, you want to go out with your friends, and you don't want, you know, your husband to come with you, you really want a night off, you want him to watch your kids. Milk and Honey presents the Women's Show of the Year, a grand Pesach festival, song, comedy, and dance featuring Leah Foster, Kneret, Bracha Jaffe, Rikudetz Dance Troupe. Rikudetz? Is that like the Jewish version of the Rockettes? A new talent showcase introducing Shara Shwadron. That is also Thursday, Chol Hamoed, April 1st. So I guess you better have your husband take your kids to one of the other shows. That's at the Atlantic Oceana Millennium Theater in Brighton Beach. For more information, please visit JewishTickets.com or call 718-338-4195. It is that time of year, Avrami. You know what time I'm talking about? JM and the AM marathon time. The time where that overtakes everything in the Nachum Segal Network. be it a live lunch or a Saturday Night Seagull. So please, visit NachumSiegel.com. Click on the Jam in the AM Marathon Support Jewish Radio Donate Now button and just fill it out. You'll even get some really cool swagger. It's called, is swagger the swag. Swagger is, I guess, how you write, right? Okay, we'll call it stuff. We'll leave it at that because I'm probably going to mess this up again. But please go ahead. Help us out. We help you out, don't we? When you're having a rough day and you need some music to get back into the thing of things, swing of things. Or if you need some inspiration in the morning from some of our stories that we were bringing you from some of the people that come in here. Or concert tickets that you've won. Or by David Goldwasser speeches that just get you off to a great day. Support Jewish radio. Support this radio. Visit NachumSiegel.com today and donate. Or you can visit jamintheam.org and donate. It doesn't really make a difference where it comes from. Let's continue the live lunch here with some great music from Shlomi Daskal off his second album. The album was entitled Paseach Hasidecho. Here is the title track. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Must be a little high. I know it's the time. מביא לכל חי רצוי מסביע לכל חי רצוי רצוי היי לגיל בשב ומחסינו דבהם היא מסביע לכל חי פרנוס איתוי ומתח לוחי גבין צהם נתברוך אסב לידי
Mikdash,
Ay la 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 la. Come on over me. Oh, come on. You can play guitar and you could be the singer of your own group, but you can't sing with me to Yehuda Green. Brand new Yehuda Green. Off his follow-up album, Meanings. Gagoyim. Before that, Shlomi Daskal with Poseach Hasidecha off his second album, entitled Poseach Es Yodecha. You're listening to the Wednesday version of the Live Lunch. I'd like to say hi to listener Daniel. Listener Daniel, who was very happy to hear some morning chizik from a Goldwasser because he's not able to hear it in the morning. So, hello, listener Daniel. Thanks for tuning in, like always. He emails regularly. He's one of our great, great fans. I got an email a little while ago about the last event of the season by the Jewish Music Cafe. Town 6 Entertainment presents Gershon Viroba and Takana, plus special guest, Label Ben Moshe. Where have I heard that name? Do we have a CD over here from Label Ben Moshe? Yeah, Romy also says it sounds familiar. So that's March 20th, 9 p.m., Jewish Music Cafe. For more information, visit jewishmusiccafe.com. But that should be very interesting. What night is that? Oh, it's Matzah Shabbos. So that's 2 weeks Matzah Shabbos. Correct, Romy? That is the 10th. This week is the 13th. Next week. Yeah, got it. The Jewish music community and Klal Yisrael lost a very beloved friend this week. Rav Moshe Tzvi Goldman, the famous Haredi beloved music composer from the Babov. I think he had Camp Shalva CDs and all the Babov CDs. He was sick for a little bit while. So we'd like to wish the family condolences and continue playing his great music because his legacy will live on. And hopefully where he is, he can do a lot of help for Klal Yisrael and help us through these hard times. But that's something that I felt was very important to mention. Oh, yeah, Avrami. What are we going to do? It's been a long year. I mean, look, the telethon. I'm doing good today. The JM and the AM marathon is almost over, right? Friday's the last day. You gotta get in this last chance to give for the year 2010 to the JM and the AM marathon. Or you just lose out, you know, just like that. Tzedakah, gone. We're gonna continue the live lunch here with brand new music from the upcoming Ur Shmork 2. This is Eli Baer with his composition, Yachad. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Oh, I know. ויאמרו.
Kelai Dice from the new album V'chonein, Songs by Rabbi Bensian Tversky. Even Avrami liked that one. It's a lot of old-fashioned style over there. Not too much crazy stuff. No techno and all that stuff. Everybody doesn't like the crazy stuff, only a little bit. Before that, we debuted brand new music from Ellie Beer. The song is called Yachad off the brand new Ura Shmork 2, which should be hitting houses next week. I have to say it's pretty interesting. My kids were actually watching that DVD yesterday. They have this new section, The Mushel Man. That was very interesting, as well as, you know, The Marvelous Midos Machine, Yaakov Shwaki music video, The Torah Animal Kingdom. A lot of very interesting stuff. So if you gave $36 or more in the past, you'll be getting that DVD. If not, then upon your new donation or whatnot, they'll be giving you the DVD, and you'll get the audio till then. So that's very interesting. Ura.org, of course, that's great. Avrumi would like to wish listeners, would like to say thank you to listener Shani for the pictures. And if you don't know what that means, then too bad, because that's why we do it here at the Wednesday Live Lunch. And Avrumi's laughing. I think we went through every concert that's going on, everything that's going on. This morning was released information that the Mishpacha for Pesach will have a brand new CD in it with five or six tracks, I believe, all from produced by Team Productions. We will have more information on the Jewish Insights about that shortly. It says here, Avram Fried, Shlemi Gertner, Yisrael Werdiger, Shlemi Toysig, Mati Ilowitz, Chili Pozen, and Shragi Gestetner. The album's called Kidei Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And we will have hopefully more information and a sampler for you on the JewishInsights.com later today, and maybe even a track next week. Let's continue. We got time for two more songs, Lou. Here's Yehuda singing Yesh Sachar. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com. And that was Yehuda with Yesh Sachar off the album, Oh Yerushalayim. It has been a wonderful Wednesday here again in the NachumSiegel.com studios. We'd like to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget to visit NachumSiegel.com and pledge. Very, very important. Or jamintheam.org and pledge. All of the pledges that are made when it's not the morning show, meaning anytime from 9 in the morning till 6 the next morning, will be read on the air the next day. So don't worry, you will get your 5 seconds of fame, I guess we'll call it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I think Avrami said me as Hashem, I'll be here tomorrow, and Avrami will be on all day tomorrow. That's right. When the JM and the AM show stops at 9 a.m., Avrami will be here in the studio online talking and playing music the rest of the day. Other people will be stopping by, and I'll be here 1 to 3. Have a great day. Good Shabbos. Is this week Zachar or anything? Or no, Zachar we did. Paro we did what? Break week, I think. Rosh Chodesh benching, right? Nissen's basically here. So have a wonderful week. See you on the radio. We're going to close off with The Ninth Man 2 off of Journeys 4. My name is Yossi Zweig. Have a great day.
Sure you all remember us, the bombs from the east side. Well, now we learn in Kollel, though we're pushing 45. We each have lots of children and loads of bills to pay. No one's into baseball, but we do wish Michael Bay. Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. A short time after Pesach, a note came in the mail. It was from those boys from Brooklyn, who since moved to Riverdale. They said we can't get over how we lost you that way, and we're calling for a rematch on Lag BaOmer Day. When Lag BaOmer came around, it was time to play that game. Oh, how we davened extra hard, praying it would rain. All 9 of us got on the bus with a Barford and Ben Gay. Rebbe also came along with his jacket, tie, and cane.
Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. We opened up our eyes and ears to everything he said. And thanks to him for learning, virtuous and wise. For one thing is for certain, we don't get much exercise.
I showed up at the park, looking trim and fit.
And it sure didn't take too long to see they still could hit.
Double, triple, home runs.
They knocked the ball about.
Why, they'd scored 27 runs and nobody was out.
There were 2 outs in the 5th. Boy, were we ashamed. Just 1 more out would make it an official game.
With 2 strikes on our batter,
we realized this was it.
When faintly Rebbe cried out, let me pinch hit.
What could our dear Rebbe do?
Each one of us was wondering.
When suddenly the sky got dark,
a lightning and a thunder.
It started pouring cats and dogs. The field turned into mud.
The umpire cried,
"This game is called on account we got a flood."
Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. We opened up our eyes and ears for everything he said.
Days for men and women, of course.
Together.